Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another show here on the platform of Blog Talk Radio. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I thank you for joining me here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministries. And today we're doing a HGKM project show. HGKM, Harvesting, Gathering, Kingdom Ministry project show. This is where it's all about the seed. This is where we talk about harvesting and gathering and planting and sowing and reaping. This is where we deal with the process of the seed as the seed goes through its process. This show is dedicated to that. Father, we give you praise and glory. We magnify your name and we exalt you this morning because you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be lifted up and praised. And we give you all praise and glory in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, be thou exalted, be thou lifted up, be thou magnified, for thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we praise your name and we exalt your name and we lift you up. We give you all glory. We give you all praise, for you are wonderful. You are awesome. You are mighty. There is no God like unto thee in the heavens, in the heights, in the earth, beyond or beneath or above. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. O King of glory, be thou exalted, be thou magnified, be thou lifted up, be thou praised. Let the heaven praise you, let the earth praise you, let everything that has breath give you praise. For you are God who is worthy to be praised. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They call you El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nishi, the Prince of Peace, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh. You are awesome. You are awesome, God. You are worthy, God. Father, forgive us of all sins, all iniquities, all transgressions that we have laid before thee. All of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our failures, all things that we have done, even if we're walking in generational sins, from the seeds of the generation, O God. Father, we ask for forgiveness that the curses of the generations would not abide on us, that the seed curses of the generations would not be upon us, Lord God. But that the seed that are blessed, the blessing seeds will be upon, that we are the seeds that are blessed and not cursed. Because we are seeds, the generations before us. And if those seeds was cursed, then they've cursed the seeds of the generations. But Father, we pray for forgiveness, for mercy, and for grace. If our forefathers became corrupt seeds, if our forefathers became cursed seeds of generations. Father, we ask you that that thing is broken, that that thing is canceled, that that thing is annihilated, Lord God, and that we are not the cursed seeds of the generations. Hallelujah, because there are seeds that are cursed, and then there are the seeds that you bless. There are the seeds that you cursed, and then there are the seeds that you blessed. And Father, we give you praise, and we pray to you this morning in truth, O God. We pray for forgiveness of our transgressions and sins, even of the generations, Lord God. And Father, if our forefathers and the generation before us became cursed seeds, O God, and they were cursed seeds, and they produced cursed seeds, Father, we ask in Christ Jesus' name that it stop with us, that we no longer are cursed, that we become the blessed of the Lord, that we become the blessed seed of the Lord, the planting of righteousness, that he might be glorified, that we become the blessed seed of the Lord. You understand? That we become the blessed seed of the Lord, the planting of his righteousness, that we might be, that he might be glorified. Let me get that right. That he might be glorified. Why? Because he's planted us and we are righteous. Amen. We give God praise. I got a good word for you this morning. Here, like I say, here on the HGKM Project Show. That's what we deal with. We deal with seed and planting and reaping and sowing and watering and fertilizing and transformation and metamorphosis and harvesting and gathering. And we deal with all. So it's designed extensively for that. Today, our topic of discussion is, here on the show, we're talking about the blessed and cursed seeds. We're talking about the blessed and the cursed seeds. There are blessed seeds of the generations, and then there are the cursed seeds of generations. And this, my friend, is true. We go back to the Genesis 1, and we see in Genesis where God created Adam in his image and likeness. Adam was a seed created by God. God is a master seed sower, planter, reaper. He's the master. When it comes to the seed, God is the master. He filled the earth with seed. In Genesis 1, you read Genesis 1, we see, it's just too much for me to read. All these chapters, it's just too much. In Genesis chapter 1, we see where God sows many seeds. He is a master seed sower. And the seeds of God are blessed. Let's lay this foundation real quick. And the seeds of God, they are blessed seeds. Say it with me. The seeds of God are blessed seeds. Because God is righteous. God don't sow no junk. God don't sow no mess. God don't plant no junk. God don't sow no mess. Amen. Whatever God does is righteous and holy. It's clean and undefiled. It is already blessed and has favor on it. Oh, we got to lay this foundation if you're going to understand. The blessed seed and the cursed seed. We got to lay this foundation because there are blessed seeds of the generation. And then there are the cursed seeds of generation. But we have to understand that in the beginning, everything was blessed. The seeds that God planted in the beginning were blessed seeds. Adam wasn't no junk. He wasn't no sin. He wasn't full of iniquity and transgression and all of that crappy stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Pardon my French. He was not full of all that stuff. He was holy and he was righteous. These are the seed of God. The planting of seeds. He's a master seed sower. He's a master seed planter. He was planting seeds. And if you read Genesis 1, you see all of the seeds that God planted. And he saw that they were good and that they were very good. He blessed them, even Adam and Eve. He blessed them, told them to be fruitful and multiply, reproduce after its own kind. That's the command to the data of the seed. The seed was waiting for a command, and God commanded the seed. See, God commands his seed. When you sowing your seed or you planting seeds, financial seeds, do you command your seed? A seed has to have data input. When you look in Genesis 1, you see the master seed sower using the technique to put data into the seed. That the seed would reduce after its kind. That the DNA, the identity, the structure, the purpose, the definition, the reason for the seed was in the data. Are you putting data with your financial seed? Are you speaking data into that seed? Today, we call it chips with information on it. We got keyboards and tablets now and phones, smartphones, got chips in them. And those chips are the data that cause that phone to operate, to function. So you can say the chip in the phone, in the computer, even in the cars now, is a seed. And that seed has data in it. And that vehicle, that phone, that tablet, that computer can't operate without that seed and the data in that seed. Everything God created, he put data in. That was a seed. There's data. And see, in the whale was the data for the whale. It was not the data of a man. It was the data for a whale. In the man was the data for humans, for mankind. It was not the data of a lion. It was not the data of a bear, because men were having bears. They were not having bears. And see, here we go. Now we're going to get off into something. Men had a seed in them that produced humans. They did not produce bears, chickens, hawks, and birds. They did not produce squirrels and rabbits. So this stuff that mankind is doing now, mixing and interbreeding the species, this is not of God. This is not the will, nor is it of God. The mixing of the seed, producing creatures and monsters, producing things that are abomination to God. He said the seed must reproduce after its own kind. God never intended for the lion to produce a tiger. God never intended for the bird to produce a squirrel. God never intended for the squirrel and the bird to become one. No, God never intended for the goat and the lion to become one. God never intended this. This is perversion. This is what the giants got off into. This is what the giants got into. They were perverting creation. They were perverting the creation of God. And God destroyed them. See, cursed seed. Cursed seed. The giants of the water angels that were the offsprings of them consummating with the women, they were cursed seeds. They were not of God. They were cursed seeds. So they produced cursed generations because they were cursed seeds. Now, in Genesis 1, we see God, the master seed sower, planting seeds. We see him doing it very eloquently. We see the master at work, and he knows what he's doing, and he's speaking data into the chip of the seed. He's speaking data into it as to what that seed must do, what is the purpose and the function of that seed. And that seed is obeying the command of the Lord thy God. We see that all in Genesis. And we see him do it with man. He made man in his image and likeness, and we see God speak data into man. We see that the seed must reproduce after his kind. But we see here that this seed is blessed. Adam is chosen. He's a chosen vessel by God. He's made by God. He's chosen. And God put his favor upon him and also blesses him. He blesses Adam. He blesses Eve. He blesses them, but he also blesses all his other creations. He blessed them. They are the blessed seed of the Lord. Adam and Eve, they are the blessed seed of the Lord. And the seed has to reproduce after its own kind. So they are the blessed seed of the Lord. They are blessed because they were created out of righteousness. They were created by a righteous God, a righteous future, a righteous destiny. They were created with a purpose for righteousness. They were righteous seeds, but they were human seed, but they were righteous. Okay? So we see the blessed. Now, I don't know what all went on with Cain, but we see evil in Cain. We know that that was a fall in the garden. We know that the righteous fail. We know that he failed. And we know they fail because of the evil one, because of Satan, an evil seed who used to be righteous, used to be in the kingdom of God, but he perverted himself. He abased himself. He became self-righteous, exalted himself above God. He became an abomination. He exalted himself. He lifted himself up above God, and he became full of sin, transgressions, and iniquity. He became Satan, the devil, and he's evil, and he's corrupt, and he's perverted, and he's polluted. He's an evil seed. Adam and Eve, listen to him. Receive his data input. Satan figured something out watching God with Adam and Eve. He figured out that they had to be spoken into. He watched God speak to them and they would do what God said. He watched God train them and teach them. He watched how they followed the voice of God. He said, they seed and they got to be spoken into. And God is speaking into them, teaching them and training them. So if I can speak into them and plant evil into them, they will produce evil. If I can put my seed in them, if I can see word, remember last time I talked this, I talked about word seeds, about the words coming out of your mouth are seeds. They are seeds. They are seeds. And they will reproduce after their kind. God is teaching and training them in righteousness, in truth, and holiness. So we know God ain't got them doing defiled and corrupt and polluted things. God ain't got them doing that. He's teaching them holiness and righteousness, truth. He's teaching them the right things. He's putting the right words in them. He's putting the right things in them so that the right fruit will come from them. You're sitting around and all you hear all day long is cussing, negative conversation, perverted talk, corrupt, defiled. Those are the seeds you're receiving. Word seeds. See, there are many seeds, people. Now we're talking about word seeds. See, you're receiving those seeds, see? You're receiving those things. The Bible is full of seeds. It's word seeds. And what he said, he didn't say, put the Bible on your head. He said, let it be planted in your heart. Let your heart be filled with my word. Why? Because my word is seed. My word is seed. The sower went about sowing seed, and some fell on stony places. Remember that scripture? It's going about preaching, teaching the gospel. Seeds coming out of his mouth. Some fell on stony places. Some fell on soft ground. Some fell on parched soil. See, what that scripture is, he was speaking. As he ministered to the multitudes, seed was coming out of his mouth. And some of it fell in good places, some of it didn't. And when it said, it was about people were like parched ground. Some people, he was talking to them, where he was spoken to. Some of it was falling on stone ground. It was like stone. He was trying to plant his seed, his word. Word seeds helped him plant it. They have to be what? Word seeds have to be planted. So we see here, he's planting seeds in Adam and Eve, and they're blessed seeds, and they're good seeds, and they're going to help them. They're going to help them be who they're supposed to be. See, the seeds of the Lord, the word seeds of God, help you be who you're supposed to be. They're not going to curse you. They're going to bless you. Now, there are cursings in the book of God, but that comes because of disobedience. The failure to keep his word, turn your back on him and go whoring after other gods, then you become a curse. Yes, you become a cursed seed. That's how you become a cursed seed. But to be a blessed seed, you got to look at Adam and Eve, and you got to follow the generational linkage. They were blessed before they failed. If they had not listened to the voice of another who was also planting seeds, they would have not failed. There lies a lesson of importance. Be careful who you allow to fill your ears with word, fill your heart with word. Speak words over your life. Be careful of the word people are speaking to you. Be careful of what you're entertaining. Be careful of what you are digesting, what you're receiving from people. If the people you deal with on a daily basis are corrupt and defiled, and defilement and corruption and pollution and nasty and filthiness comes out their mouth all the time, baby, you are around defiled, nasty, polluted, contaminated seed. And if you're careful, that stuff is being planted in you. And you're going to become nasty, defiled, contaminated, polluted, saturated. Every word out your mouth is a cuss word, perverted and nasty and dirty and filthy. But that's what you shot around. Those are the people you allowed to feed you. You allowed to speak. Remember, the flesh has to be fed. It was by the word the flesh was created. So it's by the word the flesh has to be fed. That's why the flesh has to be fed words. See, it was created by words, so it has to be fed words. It was created by words, so it needs a steady diet of word seeds. The question is, what type of seeds are you allowing to feed your flesh? Are you allowing righteous seeds that will better you, that will take you to your destiny and to your future, or you're listening to defiled, corrupt, contaminated, polluted, cursed seeds that will destroy you, that will eat up your flesh, corrupt you, corrupt your mind, corrupt your spirit, corrupt your soul, corrupt you, defile you, contaminate you, pollute you, and erode you. That's what curses does. They work until they destroy you. Curses work until they wipe you off the face of the earth. They work until they erase you. They work until they destroy you. That's what a curse does. It eats you up. It destroys you. It eradicates you. It moves you off the face of the earth because you are a cursed seed. And what do you do with a cursed seed? You try to exterminate it. Why? Because it's contaminable. It will contaminate other seeds. Remember, the seed can only reproduce after it's kind. If it's cursed, it's going to produce curses. It's going to produce another generation under curses. Until that generation comes to God, get clean, get purified, get saved, get redeemed, get healed, get delivered, and break the cycle of the curse. Now that seed has been brought into the kingdom. It is no longer cursed. But because he saved that one seed, don't mean that the whole generation been saved. No, there are still some in the generation who are cursed seed. You are saved because you came up and up under the curse, and you are no longer a cursed seed. Now, so we come down, Adam and Eve, we went down with them. We see that Cain, there's something going on there with Cain because he's evil. He kills his brother. So we see some kind of curse, something is going on with Cain. Something from Satan is in Cain. Something ain't right by Cain. Do y'all see it? Because God tried to talk to Cain and told him what to do, and Cain still went and killed Abel. So Cain received the words of the spirit that was kneeling outside the door, which I believe was Satan, spirit of sin. Remember, Satan brings sin. He's the father of lies, and the truth ain't in it. So he listened to Satan, and he killed his brother. So we see evil. Cain received. God was standing. He came righteousness. Cain rejected righteousness. He rejected righteousness, and he received the words of evil. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They turned and received the word of the evil one. And now he done planted a seed. He planted a seed in them. Now, let's move along real quick, because I want to get to somewhere real quick. So we come on up. These are the blessed seeds. We see favor on Cain. We see favor on Adam. So we see favor on Abel. And that was favor on Cain. But then we see Cain go a different way. And from Cain, we get down to Nimrod and the Tower of Baal and the people worshiping idols and statues and getting into witchcraft and the Masonic, and we see this worshiping of the moon and of the sun and the worshiping of Lucifer, the devil, and God had to come down and destroy it. He said that people were of one language, so that means that they all were corrupt. They were speaking the same thing. They were talking the same thing. They were feeding themselves the same contamination, the same pollution. So God had to come down and give them different language so they couldn't understand each other. And then that way they went out into other parts of the earth and started living in other regions. But some of them took that same ideology, that same sorcery, that same witchcraft, that same divination. Because remember, some of these people were cursed. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Right there at the Tower of Babel, whoever was there participating in that, they were cursed. The seeds of Noah, of his children, have now become cursed. They are cursed. Why? Because they all are there at this place. And they've become cursed. Now, we leave there, we come to Seth, who replaces Abel. Now men begin to call again on the name of the Lord. So we see the favor of God again upon Adam's seed. We see the favor of God now upon Seth and his generation. So we come down to Seth and we get to Noah. And we see the blessings of God upon Noah. We see that Noah is a blessed seed. We see that Noah comes from a chosen generation. That's notice this thing started with Adam. And we see that the favor is on Noah. The blessing is on Noah. The protection is upon Noah. We see that God is with Noah. We see that. We see that. We see that very clearly, that God is with Noah and that Noah is a blessed seed. So we come down and then we see the sons of Noah and we see what God do with that. And then we get down there to Nimrod, which is coming from Cain, descendants, and there's a curse on Cain. So there's a curse on Nimrod and the people are following Nimrod and they are under a curse. And so now God's got to do something because everybody's cursed. And that's where God splits the people up. Then we go from Noah and we come down to Abraham. Abraham, the one that God said, leave your father and mother's house in Genesis 12. And Abraham is chosen also, but he's a descendant from the lineage of Noah. And Abraham is chosen, but Abraham also is a blessed seed. Abraham is blessed and his seed is blessed. Because we see what God says to Abraham in Genesis 12. In Genesis 12, we see what God says to Abraham, and Abraham is a blessed seed. He said, leave thy father and mother house and go to the land that I will show thee, and I will make your name great, and I will make you a blessing, and those that bless you I will bless, and those that curse you I will curse, and all families of the earth shall be blessed through thee. So we see God chooses Abraham, and Abraham at this time is living in the land of the region where Nimrod is. And that's why Abraham is there, and these people are worshiping idol God, and God is calling Abraham out of that land. He's calling Abraham to leave that polluted and defiled and contaminated place. Because God now has a destiny and a future for Abraham, and it deals with righteousness. So Abraham is a blessed seed of the generation of Noah, of the generation of Seth, of the generation of a blessed seed, see, blessed seed. But then when we deal with Cain, we see cursed seed, and we see the descendants of Cain being cursed. And then we get down to Nimrod, which is a descendant of Cain, and we see him leading the people into idol worship, and the people have become cursed. So we see the cursed seed, and we see the righteous seed. Now, Nimrod is there, and Abraham is there. There's a cursed seed in the land, and there's a righteous seed. God is with the righteous seed. And we see God tell Abraham to get away from those cursed people and that cursed land and go to the place that I'm going to show you, and I'm going to bless your seed. I'm going to multiply your seeds like the sand of the earth, and I'm going to bless them. I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them this land. So what am I showing you? I'm showing you that when we get down to the children of Israel, we're talking about blessed seed. All the way down to David, all the way up to, we come all the way up to Jesus Christ, we're talking about blessed seed. We're talking about generations of blessed seed. Don't forget, you still got the cursed seed. And the children of Israel left God and went to whoring after other gods, and they became cursed. That's where we're, and I know I'm not going to be able to do it today, but when I come back and do part two, we're going to deal with them in Deuteronomy 28, where God put before them blessings and curses. Why? Because they had to choose which one they were going to serve, what they was going to be. And we know that they became cursed. God wanted them to be righteous because they were descendants of righteous seed. He wanted them to be righteous and do the work of righteousness and have the future and the destiny of righteousness, but they chose to follow the ways of Nimrod and to go after devil worship and the worshiping of idols and the worshiping of God. So they became contaminated, they became polluted, they became defiled, and God cast them out of his land. So what I want to read real quick as I bring this to a close, give me a few minutes here. We're talking about Abraham and how Abraham was the blessed seed of the Lord. God, there was favor on Abraham. And God told Abraham, from your seed going to come the children of Israel. You're going to have a son, and his name's going to be Isaac. And he's going to be my son, and I'm going to bless him because I bless you. Isaac was a blessed seed. He was the descendant of Abraham. Abraham is a blessed seed. Isaac is a blessed seed. See, me and you are seeds. We're supposed to be the planting of righteousness that the Lord God might be glorified. See, we are supposed to be the seed of righteousness. That's right. We're supposed to be righteous to God. And he's planted us in the earth that we may bring forth the fruits of righteousness. We're supposed to be doing the work of righteousness. We're supposed to be bringing forth the fruits of righteousness. But there is a dilemma. There is a problem. There are cursed seeds also, because the thing that Nimrod has started is still in the earth. The witchcraft, the sorcery, the divination, the worshiping of idols, the worshiping of the devil, snakes, goats, bulls, the worshiping of animals, the worshiping of fish, the worshiping of everything but God. And man is still doing this stupid craziness. Man is still bound up in this foolishness. And that's for that some seeds have become corrupt, defiled, contaminated. And there are those who are truly the sons and daughters of Satan. They have nothing for God. They don't believe in God. They don't want to serve God. They are the sons and daughters of the devil. They are the seeds of the devil. They are the children of the devil. And that's what I'm saying today. We're talking about the blessed seed and the cursed seed. Abraham was a blessed seed. Isaac was a blessed seed. And when you see that, you see the favor of God. You see the favor of God. You see the assistance of angels. You see the assistance of heaven. You see power and authority and dominion on the blessed seed. You see that with Abraham. And in verse chapter 26, and that was a famine in the land beside the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Amalek, king of the Philistines, unto Gur. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee. See how God telling him not to go down in the land of Egypt, but stay where, dwell where I tell you. God was commanding the seed. He's speaking into the seed. See, when you are the seed of righteousness, God will feed you words of righteousness. Seed of righteousness has to be said righteousness. Seed of sin, seed of curses have to be fed sin, iniquities, and transgression. Because of sin, iniquities, and transgression, you get curses. So curses have to be fed sin, iniquity, and transgression. The word of sin, iniquities, and transgression. See, what they can learn from watching God was that whatever he spoke to Adam and Eve, they would do. He said, a seed, they're a seed, and they have to be spoken into. There have to be data put into the seed. And once the data is in the seed, the data tells the seed what to do. And the seed begins to do what the data is telling it to do. The seed produces what the data tell it produces. The seed becomes what the data says it is. The seed go forward and do the work that is necessary to bring forth the fruit or bring forth that the seed is requiring. So Satan said, so if I'll speak into them,
they are bringing forth the fruits of sin. They are bringing forth iniquities and transgressions, and they have become a curse to God. Yes, so I'm going to speak into them, and they're going to follow me, and now they're going to be corrupt, defiled, and contaminated, and polluted. I'm going to have to stop here in a minute, and what I want to show you, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. See that? If he do, this is God speaking down into the seed. And he's telling you, if you do what I say, I bless you. You will be a blessed seed, and I bless your generation. God told Abraham, leave your father and mother. When God chose Abraham, he said, now I got to speak down into the seed. Because Abraham's father been making out of God. And I don't know what all Abraham's father done put in Abraham since he was a boy. But I'm going to get him out, and I'm going to start speaking. I'm going to start speaking into the seed. I'm going to start speaking righteousness into the seed because he's supposed to be righteous. I'm going to clean him up, and I'm going to get him away from his polluted people and land. And then I'm going to start speaking righteousness into the seed. So we see God putting data into Abraham. We see God put data into Cain, but he spit it out. We see God put data into Adam. We see God put data into Seth. We see God put data into Noah. We see God put data into Abraham. Now we see God put data into Abraham's son, Isaac. And let me go on and finish. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee, unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my law. See that? We're going to stop right there, and when I come back, we're going to pick up right here, because there's a lot I want to cover. When I come back, we're going to do a part two to the blessed and the cursed seed, because there's a lot we got to cover here. But I'm going to come back. We're going to stop right there, but you see how God did not just want to bless Isaac. He wanted to bless his seed. He wants to bless all his seed. From Isaac is going to come the 12 tribes of Israel. And those countries that God is showing Abraham, those are the countries that God want to bless the 12 tribes with. So you see with Abraham, the future and the destiny of the tribes, which are the descendants of Abraham, which are the children of Abraham through his son Isaac, through Jacob. So we see the blessed seed of God. Not only do we see the blessing on Abraham, but we see it going all the way down to the children of Israel. Are you a blessed seed, or are you a cursed seed? Are you a blessed seed, or are you a cursed seed? Are you a child of God, or are you a son of the devil? Are you a blessed seed, or are you a cursed seed? If you are blessed, then you are pursuing righteousness. You are after the righteousness of God. You are in the kingdom of God. You are a descendant. You might be a Gentile, but you've been drafted in. And if you've been drafted in, then you have a right to the inheritance because you've been drafted in. That is now, if you are a son or a daughter of God. Or you might be the cursed seed. You might be a son of Satan, daughter of Satan. You might learn to practice witchcraft, sorcery, divination, the occult. You believe in every god under the sun. You like worshiping strange gods. You're perverted to the core. You might be the son and daughter of the devil. You might be walking under the curse that was on Cain, that was on Nimrod, that came all the way down through those people that worship and sacrifice to other gods. And you might be righteous. You might have been righteous one time, but you know, with the whoring of the other gods now. Now you believe in the sun and you believe in the moon. You believe the sun is your god. You believe the moon is your god. You believe in Nimrod. You believe in all this paganistic stuff. You've left the kingdom of God. This is a powerful Larry C. Barge. Oh, I wish I had a little bit more time. We're talking today about the cursed and the blessed seed. Are you the blessed seed, or are you the cursed seed? The cursed and the blessed. God told Israel, I set before you today the cursed and the blessed. Choose which one. you going to serve. Choose what you going to be. In other words, God told him, now you choose. Who want to be? You stand over there. Who want to be the blessed of the Lord? You go stand over there. You got to choose. Either you're going to be a blessed seed or you're going to be a cursed seed. You got to choose, baby. You got to choose. Blessed or cursed. Blessed or cursed. You can't be both. You're either blessed or you're cursed. There ain't no gray area. There ain't no gray area to abide. I didn't see him say, I set before you blessings, curses, and a gray area. Oh, let's get it right. He didn't say, I set before you today blessings and curses and a gray area for those of you who can't get that. No, you're either blessed or you're cursed. You're either blessed or you're cursed. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.